Oh, good morning, girls. This is for the ladies. This is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been podcasting for 14 fucking years because, well, I can follow through. Today I'm going to explain to you girls one of the reasons. One, there's a myriad of reasons. Sorry, that was a big word. I forgot I'm talking to girls. There are a lot of reasons why you women don't make as much money as men. Today I'm going to explain one of those reasons to you. If this offends you, you can go fuck yourself. Now, I've been threatening to do this for a while. Now, I finally followed through. Showing up is half the battle. Showing up is somewhat required in order to make the same amount of money that men make. You have to show the fuck up. This is beyond the ability of a large number of women. Because you girls have this thing where you want X or Y or Z, but you don't want the X-ness, the Y-ness, or the Z-ness. Let me give you a couple of examples here. For example, we know women love the idea of getting married. You women can't shut up about getting married, about your wedding day and getting married and yada yada. Even Yoga Pants Girl tells me about, oh, at my wedding, I'm going to do this. At my wedding, I'm going to have that. At my wedding. You women love the idea of getting married. You're not so much interested in being married. How do I know this? Well, it's obvious because what percentage? We don't need to go into the detailed statistics on this one. I got some stats for you. Oh, I got some stats for you. How many divorces are initiated by women? All of these women, the day they got married and building up to the getting married, they couldn't shut the fuck up about how great it was going to be to get married. You're all excited about getting married. But then came the part where you actually are married. Where you have to coexist. There's one of your buzz phrases. With another person. Right? You have to negotiate. You have to sometimes give in order to take. You have to solve problems. And gosh, you have to deal with the fact that sometimes every moment of your life might not be the pure bliss that you think you're entitled to, which is all the more funny because those of us who know anything about women know that women have no desire to be happy all the fucking time. Women love the drama. So you girls love the idea of getting married. The wedding day. But the actual burdens and responsibilities that come with being married, you have no interest in that. You girls love the idea of a career. I'm a whatever you think you are. I'm an English teacher. I'm a president of a nonprofit. You know, what are the things you women think are actually, I'm a social worker, right? You women love the idea of having this career. But the part where you have to show up every day and do the actual work, see, that part doesn't really appeal to you, does it? Oh man, if I had a dollar for every fucking broad that told me she wanted to start a blog, right, I'd have about $25. You know how many of them have started blogs? Zero. Because to start a blog, you have to show up. And you have to do something on a regular basis, consistently. Right? This is why I can stand here and tell you that I've been podcasting for 14 fucking years. Because for 14 fucking years, I have consistently shown up. Alright, there was that one year where it wasn't very consistent. I've consistently shown up, more or less. So remember, in the early days, I did this whenever I felt like it. I didn't have a schedule. And there's something to be said in favor of schedules and not in favor of schedules when it comes to podcasting. That's another debate we'll have some other time. I've consistently shown up and done this. That's why I can stand here and say that I've done it. Show me. This is not rhetoric. This is not bull. This is an actual fucking challenge. Show me a woman who has done anything in her life other than eating too much food. Show me a woman who has done anything in her life other than stuffing food in her mouth and being fat consistently for 14 years. Bring this woman to me and show her to me. Bring me a woman who has practiced the guitar for 14 years. Bring me a woman who has studied computer coding for 14 years. Bring me a woman who's exercised, who's done yoga. No, Pilates. Bring me a woman who's done Pilates for 14 years. Show me. And I'm not saying there's none. But the number of women who can stick with something for 14 years, other than overeating, is tiny. Every woman wants a career. They can't show up for work. We got Yoga Pants Girl. Okay, she wants to be an event planner. I still haven't done the podcast about Yoga Pants Girl. I got to do it because I don't even want a tangent, but it's just fascinating. It is, you know how when I read the E. Jean letters, how we get this insight into women? Yoga Pants Girl is like this entire insight into a 19-year-old white girl in the year 2019. It's like, I swear to God, I could write a paper on her. It's just fantastic. And I'm not saying it's all bad. I don't hate the girl. There's ways in which I like her. But it's just fascinating. Anyhow, so she wants to be an event planner. And she wants to work because she wants more hours, because she wants more money, because she wants to spend money on her car, because she's a car guy. This is a quote. She calls herself a car guy. Okay, so she identifies herself as a car. I mean, she identifies herself as a guy because, like all 19-year-olds in the year 2019, they have trouble telling if they're a boy or a girl. And the most important thing in her life is the automobile, is her car. Which, now, had she built the car? Or had she designed the car, I could understand that. She doesn't know if she's a boy or a girl, and her life revolves around an object. So she wants to work because she wants money so she can buy stuff for the car, and she wants to be an event planner. But she can't show up for work. You know why she has a hard time showing up for work? Because we live in Colorado and it snows and you get snow and ice on the ground and her car doesn't handle in the snow because it's a sports car. Because she lives in Colorado where it snows and she has to drive to work and to school, and so she bought a car that doesn't handle in the snow. And she took the car she did have that did handle in the snow, and she sold it. So now she doesn't have a car she can drive in the snow or the ice. So there's snow and there's ice. She can't come to work to be an event planner. But she wants to be an event planner. That's her dream. I don't even want to go into it now because I want to save it. Because when I tell you why she wants to be an event planner, you will fall out of your chair laughing. I will need to warn you to sit down on the floor. Possibly even lay down on the floor so you do not injure yourself with these spasms of laughter you will have when I tell you why Yoga Pants Girl wants to be an event planner. If you listen to this podcast, you can probably already guess, because guess what? Yoga Pants Girl isn't like all the other girls, which is what they all say, and they're all the same. Think about the dumb reason why any other white girl in North America does something, and you probably already know the answer. Anyhow, I'm tangenting. She also cannot drive her car a long distance to get to work. Not because of the ice and the snow. It could be a perfectly sunny day, no ice, snow anywhere in sight. But let's say we have to drive to Denver for a gig. She can't drive her car to Denver for the gig. Say, great one. Why can she not drive her car to Denver for the gig so she can work, so she can make money, so she can spend money on her car and be an event planner, which is her dream career? She can't drive the car a long distance because the automobile has a loud exhaust. Now, let me say that again, because many of you, those of you with testosterone, are going, wait, what did you say? I said she cannot drive the automobile long distances. I don't know exactly where the cutoff point from between long and short is. Denver is long. That's definitely long. She can't drive her automobile long distances because the exhaust system of the automobile is loud. Okay, but now you might be wondering, great one, why is the exhaust system so loud? Why doesn't she fix that? Here's why it's loud. Because she adjusted the exhaust system to make it louder. Now, I know, if you have testosterone right now, you're confused as fuck. You're saying, this doesn't make any sense. Why would you adjust the exhaust system of your car to be so loud that you can't drive your car long distances because the exhaust system is too loud for you to listen to while driving a long distance? Okay, here's the thing. That, to anybody with testosterone, is stupid, and we would not do that. To women, that's a great idea. And this is why you girls make less money. There's no man listening to this podcast who can make any fucking sense of her actions. To her, this is perfectly normal. She's completely proud of herself that she made the exhaust system of her car louder, and now she can't drive the car long distances because it's too loud for her to listen to for an extended period of time. And that's her only mode of transportation. And she has no inkling how this could be a problem. None. Had a photo shoot lined up. If you're new around here, among the things that I do fashion photography, which requires cute young girls. Had a photo shoot lined up. Had some cute young girls who were supposed to show up, have their pictures taken for free, taking time out of my finite life to provide to them with free photography in exchange for them taking some time out of their finite life and standing there in front of the camera. Of the four That's 2 plus 2. 3 plus 1. 7 minus 3. Of the 4 females who were initially going to show up for this, take a wild guess how many of them actually made it. Now, let's keep something in mind, because the Great One understands, and I've talked about this some in the past. Once again, I explained to you girls why you make less money. I'm explaining to you girls why the Great One doesn't think you should be allowed to have jobs. Okay. All of these girls came to the Great One and said, we would like to model for you. The Great One does not seek out. If you're thinking the Great One walks up to girls, hey, you're pretty cute, you should model for me. I can tell you I've tried that. I've tried that to actually get models, and I've tried that to actually pick up girls, and I've tried it to do both at the same time. It doesn't work. That shit only works on television. I have never using the, hey, you should be a model as a opener or even early. That has never worked for me. Either way, getting models or getting laid. All of these girls have found me through my work, came to me, they contacted me. I'm sitting here, I'm minding my own business, right? I'm watching some computer porn, or I'm listening to the Clary podcast, or I'm reading pushingrubberdownhill.com to see what Adam Piggott is saying about the Great Replacement. Minding my own fucking business, dick in my hand. Bing, email pops up. I open it up, it's some chick. Hey, saw your stuff, I'd like to model for you. Here's some pictures of me. Great. So I write back and I say, good, let's get together, let's do an interview. Just the number of women. So remember, we're explaining why you women don't make as much money. And we're explaining that you have to show up, you have to follow through. This is the thing, there's a lot of chicks out there. They're just like they're in love with the idea of getting married. There's a lot of chicks out there who are in love with the idea of being a model. You will find these girls on InstaThought, right? If you go over to InstaThought, you will find all kinds of chicks on there with their pictures. I am a model. Chicks love the idea of being a model. But the part where you have to actually show up and do the modeling, well, that part they're not interested in, right? They want a wedding, but they don't want to be married. They want a career, but they don't want to have to work. They want to be a model, but they don't want to do the modeling. So all of these girls are contacting me because they are interested in being a model. Now I send them the information, it lays it out, how it works. You show up, I show up, I take the pictures, you get free, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay? We say, hey, do you want to get together for an interview? Right there, I lose about 2/3 of them. They will send me the email, I want to be a model. I'll send them back and say, okay, great, let's get together, talk to each other in person, because I've learned this lesson. I have to see what they look like, because there's this thing called Photoshop, and they'll send me these pictures and I'll meet them in real life. And in real life, they're about 20 pounds heavier and all this other stuff, because they'll send me pictures from when they were 17, but now they're 23. That's why I learned you've got to meet them in person. So once I send the email saying you want to get together for an interview, automatically right there, 2/3 of them never hear back. So you want to be a model, but you don't even have what it takes to meet a photographer who could take pictures of you to talk. You know, to make sure he's not a creeper. Because it's partially for them so they can meet me. Because that's, you know, because I mean, every girl thinks that every photographer is a rapist and that we all want them. But it's also for me to make sure you're not stupid. Because believe you me, I've interviewed some fat ones. I've interviewed some ugly ones, and I have interviewed some dumb ones. And I'm not talking about normal dumb, you know, that you would expect from a 19-year-old white girl from North America. I'm talking about dumber than dumb. So once we get past the interview process, they actually show up for the interview. Some of them even show up on time. So the four girls who were supposed to come to this shoot, they initiated contact with me. They showed up for the interview. They made it through the interview. We talked. They passed my test. I possibly passed their test. Who knows? I told them, hey, here's next time I'm going to do a shoot where I'm going to have availability. You can show up this time. 2 days. I tell them the 2 days 4 months in advance. Not exaggerating. I send this information out to the girls, all four of these girls, like 4 months ago. Here are the days I will be taking pictures. You can get your picture taken. This day, you can come become a model, which is what you claim you want to do, along with having a career and a fur baby and getting married. Four months worth of notice. I get these things. Oh, I have to work. Okay, girls, here's why you make less money. Let's say you really want to be a model. Let's say you're willing to do the work of modeling. And you can insert anything here, okay? You know, you want to be a podcaster. You want to be a blogger. You want to be a fucking event planner. Whatever the fuck you want to be, just insert that, okay? You want to be a model. And you're prepared to do the work of modeling. And you have this opportunity to do the modeling, not have to pay any money, get some results from it. You got 4 months' notice to do this. Do you think maybe you would plan ahead in order to be there to do the modeling, to become a model when you have 4 months' notice? One of the girls, 17 years old, 17? No, she's a 16-year-old. One of the 16-year-olds actually emails me and says, oh, I can't make it. I have to work those days. Okay, first of all, you're 16 years old. If at 16 years old, you can't plan yourself out 4 months in advance, when I give you 4 months notice, you have a problem. Secondly, what do you mean you have to work? You can't change your shifts with somebody? Because when a 16-year-old has a job, I'm pretty sure that job is not mission critical. What does she possibly be doing? Barista? Busser at a restaurant? See, she wants to be a model, but modeling is not sufficiently important to her to coordinate getting off work even one of the 2 days that she knew about 4 months in advance. Do you see what I am trying to explain to you, girls? You want these things. You want to get married. You want a career. You want more money. You want to be respected. You want to be an event planner. You want to have children. You want to be a model. But you're never interested in putting in the work. That's why you make less money. And then we'll just toss in the complete disrespect for other human beings by letting me know at the last last possible minute that you can't make it. Once again, I give you a 4 months notice. And I'm emailing and texting these girls right up. And it's like, well, I don't know yet. What do you mean you don't know yet? It's literally Hitler. Literally 24 hours away. And you don't know if you can make it or not. Which I know, because I understand women, I know that means no. And here's the other thing. It's not just that you women wait till the last minute, but then you're so fucking spineless. Instead of just telling me 4 months ago, hey, I'm not going to show up, you string me along, right? This is what you always do with other people when it comes to everything, especially date. I'd love to go out with you when you know you have no intention of going out on a date with a guy. This, once again, this is why you women make less money, because you can't just be honest. Just tell me you're not going to fucking show up. Tell me you're not going to show up in advance so I can plan. But you just don't give a shit about other people. You only care about yourself. You are selfish. I know you're selfish because you post little inspirational sayings on fucking Instagram about how it's bad to be selfish and about compassion and caring about other people. That's called virtue signaling. And that which you tell other people about yourself is that which is not true about you. When you tell other people you're compassionate, what you're telling them is that you wish you were compassionate. But of course, you're not willing to do the work necessary to be compassionate. You love the idea of being compassionate, but you're not willing to do the actual work of showing compassion to other people. You love the idea of being respectful, but you're not willing to do the work of actually respecting other people's finite time and sending them an email and saying, hey, look, I'm not going to show up for the photo shoot. You know, I met you for the interview and I thought that you were a total creeper and you wanted to have sex with me and I don't like you and I think you're disgusting and I'm not going to show up. So I'm just letting you know that now instead of stringing you along and pretending I'm going to show up when I'm really not. That would be so refreshing to get that email from some fucking broad. You girls love the idea of being honest, but you can't do the actual work of being honest, right? You love the idea of honesty, but you can't do the actual work of being honest. Which is not to say that all of these girls actually thought I was a creeper and that I was going to rape them and shit. I'm just doing like a worst case scenario. Because again, that's why I have the interview. I want to meet the girl before the photo shoot. Because if she, and we've been down this road before, right? When a woman thinks a man is creepy, she's not describing the man. She's describing her emotional response to the man. She's describing herself, not him. So yeah, it's simple. If I say to you, hey, go outside on the street there and find the creepy guy, that doesn't mean anything. If I say, go find the guy who's 6'1", blonde hair, you know, with a blue jacket, okay, that's descriptive of the guy. When a woman says a man is creepy, she's describing her emotions. But once again, if you think, I don't give a shit if a bitch thinks I'm creepy. I don't give a fuck. But if you think I'm creepy, I just go the fuck away. That's why I'm meeting you, so you can go the fuck away. So just let me know so I stop wasting time with you. I mean, I think most of the models don't show up not because they think I'm creepy. Because it's just laziness. It's just they can't follow through. That's where we're going. That's the whole point. That's why you girls make less money, because you can't do the work. You can't do the work. And you come up with the most bizarre excuses. You know, what job can a 16-year-old girl have that's so important that she can't take a day off of work with 4 months advance notice? How critical can she be to the restaurant where she washes dishes? but she wants to be a model. The other one, okay, so let's just get there. Four girls, how many you think showed up? Out of four girls, one of them showed up. Now, take a wild guess how late she was. She was an hour, 10 minutes late. Why was she late? Because she was working. What does she do for work? Well, she works at home for a giant corporation. She sends emails and writes stuff. Like, okay, have you heard of a clock? Do you have a cell phone? I bet it has an alarm in it. She's like, oh, I forgot. She looked at me, I forgot about the photo shoot. So she wants to be a model. She's really interested in this. She forgot. Despite multiple emails I sent out as the day approaches, because you have to constantly remind women, because none of you know how to remember anything. You don't know how alarm clocks work. You don't know how calendars work. You don't understand time management, right? As we went towards the day of the photo shoot, I'm sending out an email like every 24 hours. Reminder, more, yada, yada. And she forgot. She just forgot. She just couldn't remember. I don't understand why. I can't figure out why you girls don't make as much money as men do. I mean, it can't have anything to do with your behavior. It can't have anything to do with your abilities. I mean, I can tell you right now where I'm going to be months from now, because I work in a fucking event business. I work in theater. Things get planned. It's like, hey, there's going to be a show at this venue at this time, and it's this show, and they're traveling through, and you can't sit there and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Oh yeah, you spent 3 months planning this multi-million-dollar event, and I was supposed to show up and program the lights for it and run the lights. God, you know, I just forgot. I got some stats for you. These are real-world stats from my life working with the models. Now, we go back in history. And unfortunately, so here's the way this works, is when I do... So here's the process, because I want to put all of the data in context. Okay, so here's the process. The girls contact me, say they want a model. Okay, so then I say, all right, let's do an interview. Then there's the giant number that, well, also there's the ones that they say they want to model and they send me the pictures and they're not attractive and they're not, there's no reason, I just ignore them. So that's, I'd say 20% at least of the ones who contact me, I just ignore because they're not attractive. Okay, so of that remaining 80%, I'll say, hey, do you want to set up an interview? Easily two-thirds never get back to me. So about one-third of 80%, whatever the fuck that is. I'm not going to try to do math while I'm doing a podcast, because that can't go anywhere good. I'm a boy. I can only do one thing at a time, unlike women who think they're so great at multitasking. Girls, while you're telling me about how great you are at multitasking, how about you just work on showing up on time? I love how you women claim to be so good at all of these abstract things and all of these activities you'll never do. Like for some time ago, there was an article bouncing around the internet that women couldn't shut up about how women make better fighter pilots than men. Right? Okay, great. So of you women who are fucking posting that on Facebook, how many of you are actually going to be fighter pilots? The answer is zero, and thus it is irrelevant. So, you know, well, women have better communication skills than men. Women have better emotional skills than men. Women have better multitasking skills than men. Okay, that's great, but can you do something useful and practical, like show up on time? All right, so we got a third of 80% that shows up for the interview. The numbers I have for you reflect women who showed up for the interview and passed my test, and then claim I passed their test, because I've at the point where, you know, I'll ask them somehow, you know, do you want to work together? Okay, you've met me. Do you want to work together? They've all said yes. Once again, half of them were lying. We know this, just statistically speaking. Remember, if a woman's mouth is moving, there's a minimum 50-50 chance she's lying. So it's the number of women I successfully interviewed who we passed each other's test. And then all of these women, if they pass the test, they get invited to photo shoots. Sometimes I invite them once and they flake out and I don't bother again. Sometimes I invite them multiple times and give them multiple opportunities to flake out. But here we go. Pre-2008, when there were no smartphones, according to my records, so the interviews, I keep a sheet for each interview where I write information down, their name, their phone number. Unfortunately, not the date for a large period of time here, which may be somewhat, I don't know if I say it skews, it just doesn't let me break this data down as much as I wanted to. So we'll get there in a second. So interview sheets from before 2008. Also, important disclaimer, during this period, I was paying my models $15 an hour because this was back when I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. And so I could not pay them with photography because my photography wasn't good enough to exchange for their time. The five girls I interviewed, five of them showed up. It's 100% success rate because they were getting paid. And also possibly because it was 2008 and there were no smartphones. And possibly 19-year-old white girls in 2008 were not as fucked up as they are in 2019. Okay, from 2008 to 2012, on none of my model sheets, on that version of my model interview sheet, I did not have a place for writing down the date. So I can't break it down into years beyond a span of 2008 to 2012. Maybe I could but I just don't want to delve, because I could go like look through photos that I took of girls and see when the photo was taken and try to break the data down, but it's just not worth it. During that time, I interviewed 25 girls. 12 of them showed up for photo shoots. That's 48%. At this point, they're not being paid anymore. At this point, my photography is good enough that, yes, I can give you photographs in exchange for your time, and that has sufficient value. Now you may say, sufficient value to who? Well, sufficient value to me and sufficient value to them, because it's not like I spring this on them. They understand they're getting paid in photographs. That's made very, 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 very clear, to the point that even a 19-year-old white girl can understand this. There's no doubt in their tiny little 19-year-old white girl from North America minds that they're getting paid with photographs, okay? This is made very clear. I've been doing this since 2008, okay? I have learned to make certain things very, very clear in the interview process. Understandable even to a white girl from North America. The year 2012, I interviewed two models. One of them showed up, 50%. 2013, I interviewed seven models. Six of them showed up. That's an 86% success rate. That's pretty impressive. 2014, interviewed three models. Two of them showed up, 67% success rate. 2015, I interviewed 7 models. 2 of them showed up. So 29% success rate. 2016, interviewed 8 models. 4 of them showed up. So 50% success rate. 2017, I interviewed 3 models. 0 of them showed up. For the girls out there, that would be a 0% success rate. 2018, and I haven't actually interviewed anyone this year, so the 2018 stats includes the shoot that I almost just did. 2018, interviewed 6 girls. 2 of them showed up. That is a 33% success rate. So let's just review these percentages again. This is the percentage of women who come to me saying, I want to be a model. Will you teach me modeling? Will you work with me modeling? Will you give me free photography, which I can then use to build a portfolio in order to get paying modeling gigs? And I say to them, yes, I will exchange my finite time in exchange for your finite time to help you get started as a model. This is the percentage of women who are capable of following through on that offer. 48%, 50%, 86%, 67%, 29%, 50%, 0%, and 33%. And you don't understand why you make less money than men. It's because, sweetie, to make money, you have to show up.